In the year 563, a council was held at Braga in modern Portugal. This council promulgated some interesting things about people who committed suicide and about catechumens who died without baptism. To our knowledge, the chapters of this council, except for certain excerpts, have never been fully translated from Latin into English. We will present a translation of chapters 16 and 17 in this video. After citing the chapters, we will show that this council had papal approval and make a few other points. This is the Latin text of chapter 16 of the 563 Council of Braga concerning those who committed suicide. Note that some sources call the 563 Council the First Council of Braga, others consider it to be the Second Council of Braga, depending upon whether a council in Braga in the 5th century is considered authentic. Chapter 16 states, quote, "Likewise it has been determined that for those who bring violent death upon themselves, by the sword, or by poison, or by jumping, or by hanging themselves, or by any other method, no commemoration is to be made in the sacrifice for them, nor are their corpses to be led out for burial with psalms. For many have misused this practice through ignorance. Similarly has it been determined regarding those who will be punished for their own crimes." End quote. Since suicide is a mortal sin that sends one to hell, those who have tragically committed suicide are not to be given Catholic rites or ecclesiastical burial. They are also not to be prayed for. That's the tradition of the Church, but that is of course widely violated in the Vatican II Counterchurch, which gives, quote, "Christian burial" and offers, quote, "masses for all kinds of deceased notorious sinners and public heretics." In fact, the contrast between the Catholic Church's teaching and tradition on refusing Catholic rites and Christian burial for grave sinners and what the Vatican II sect does on a regular basis is striking. The Vatican II sect's departure from Catholic teaching and tradition in this area by itself proves that it's not the Catholic Church, it is rather the prophesied end times counterchurch, as our material explains. Now here's the Latin text of chapter 17 of the Council of Braga with regard to catechumens who died without baptism. It states, quote, "Likewise it has been determined that for catechumens who died without the redemption of baptism in a similar manner, neither the commemoration of the sacrifice nor the office of psalmody should be applied, for owing to ignorance even this has been misused," end quote. So here we have the, quote, "dreaded Feniism" in the 563 Council of Braga. This decree clearly contradicts the idea of, quote, "baptism of desire." It specifically forbids Catholic rites for catechumens who die without baptism. Why? Because they were not considered part of the Church or among the faithful, and there's no salvation outside the Church. One only becomes part of the Catholic Church through the reception of the sacrament of baptism. Thus, catechumens who died without baptism were not given Catholic rites, in the same way that Catholic rites were forbidden for suicides. Now, certain John 3:5 mockers have literally mocked this council by trying to portray it as a little insignificant council at which only 8 bishops were present. I want to make a few points in response to that. First, it was an important provincial council, and one of the 8 bishops in attendance was St. Martin of Braga. Second, as we've mentioned in the past, the Council's decree on unbaptized catechumens, which we just cited, is referenced by the Catholic Encyclopedia as reflective of the tradition of the Church on this matter. However, there's an even more important expression of this law and tradition, as we will see. Third, as probably few or none of the John 3:5 mockers know, this council received papal approval. In his epistle to Kings Alfonso VI and Sancho IV, dated March 19, 1074, Pope St. Gregory VII, one of the greatest and strongest popes in Catholic history, stated this about the 563 Council of Braga, which we just quoted from. Quote, "For it remains the case that from where you do not doubt that you have obtained the beginning of religion, you also receive, according to the Church's order, the divine office, which the letter of Pope Innocent addressed to Gubbio teaches you, which the decree of Hormisdas as sent to Seville makes known, which the councils of Toledo and Braga establish, and which also your bishops who recently came to us have promised in writing that they will adopt according to the decree of the council and have promised into our own hand," end quote. As we can see, Pope St. Gregory VII held that the 563 Council of Braga was authoritative. Now, an even more important expression of the aforementioned tradition, namely, that all those who died without baptism were not to be given Catholic rites or a Catholic burial, is found in the Church's law, which states, quote, "With those with whom we have not communicated while they were living, we do not venture to communicate with while they are dead," end quote. This law was articulated by various popes, including Pope St. Leo the Great and Pope St. Gregory VII, and it was incorporated into medieval canon law. We've cited it before. See our video, No Latin Masses or Prayers for Deceased Non-Catholics. Since the unbaptized, including unbaptized catechumens, were not in communion with the Church during life, you are not permitted to treat them as in communion with the Church after they die. Hence, they are not to be given Christian burial or prayed for. The same, of course, applies to all who die outside the Catholic Church. That's the authoritative and traditional law of the Church approved by various popes. It's just more proof that we are correct on baptism and salvation, and that the John 3:5 mockers are wrong. It's also more proof that we are correct that you are not permitted to pray for deceased non-Catholics. Now, this law of the Church, which is not purely disciplinary, but is connected with faith and the divine law, was compromised in the 20th century, when modernism and errors were abounding, especially on salvation. A novelty was introduced in the 20th century, not as binding upon all in the Church, but as applicable to a certain segment of the Church, a novelty that contradicts the aforementioned authoritative law of the popes and the tradition as we see in Braga. So, is it possible for a bad law to be approved by a pope for a certain segment of the Church, or for certain people in the Church? While the Church is spotless in her sacred laws imposed upon all, as Pius XII taught in Mystici Corporis, error can be found in laws that are not promulgated as binding upon all in the Church, but are approved only for certain people in the Church, or for a certain segment of the Church. We've proven this before, but there are additional facts and details on this matter that we plan to cover. These facts will further totally refute the John 3:5 mockers, who have an inaccurate and overly broad view of the Church's infallibility, while ironically those same people reject the most solemn pronouncements from the chair of St. Peter on baptism and salvation. We will further refute their misconceptions on this matter, God willing, in a future video. The Council of Trent, Session 5, Canon 4 on Original Sin ex cathedra, quote, "For unless a man is born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."